the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he hath made me glad. Good afternoon to our Sunday listeners. This is your hostess for the day, Miss Inez, owner of Anais Baku Designs out of Tampa, Florida. And you're listening to Sunday service on October 25th, 2020, where you can find Let's Do It Radio, as well as my website on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com, one place where you can securely shop online 24/7 for anything you need, as well as great listening entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. I feel good in my soul today, and I want to know one thing. Are you all ready to have church? Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We will have calls to worship, an invocation by Reverend Rodney McCullough, followed by Fred Hammond's song, This Is the Day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. To God be the glory. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and let us not forget all of his benefits. Eternal God in heaven, we thank you now for this blessed day. We thank you for this opportunity to serve you in this capacity. But, oh God, we can't do anything until we invite your presence, your spirit, oh God. So come, Holy Spirit, come, Heavenly Dove. We need you right now that we might be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh, how you are welcome. Not only welcome, oh, how you are needed. So come now in your own way and manifest yourself on this broadcast. Thank you again for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. And it is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
One, turn it out.
Yeah.
Oh, just clap your hands like this. Just clap your hands like this. Yeah. Let's wake up the church with this old school jam. Shout to the Lord in here. You know that he's good and his mercy endures forever. And the people of God said, they said, what's up? And the people of God said, yeah. God said, yeah. Now we don't notice to depression, confusion, all manner of evil and every sickness. You came in a bind, but you cannot stay, cause the people of God, we ain't having it. It's a good day, even though I cried last Tuesday, and I was out of cash by Friday. No matter what comes next, I'm gonna stand up and give it the praise.
Oh, wait. Every time I hear Fred Hammond sing, oh, I get caught up and it just gets me all spirit-filled. If you're not spirited by now, keep listening to the service, and I'm sure something will touch you that you will get lifted up by the Spirit. We will have the acknowledgement of Ministry Appreciation Month by Reverend Rodney McCullough, followed by Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir, I'm Still Holding On, which is dedicated to the pastors and ministers. Reverend Rodney?
Amen. Thank you so very much again. And we just want to recognize and acknowledge clergy of all levels and of all ranks all over. It is indeed a difficult job. And this text says in Isaiah 52:7, "Oh, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who bring the good news and preach peace, who bring good news of happiness and who preach salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns forever." October has been has long been recognized worldwide as Clergy Appreciation Month. The call to honor our church leaders' contribution can be tracked all the way back to Paul, the Apostle Paul. In establishing the first church, Apostle Paul advised the congregation to give double honor to the elders of the church who manage the affairs of the church well, and especially those who work is preaching and is teaching. And that is 1 Timothy 5:17. And 1 Timothy 5:17 says, "Let the elders who rule well be considered worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in preaching and in teaching." Paul further urges the Christian community to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonishes you, holding these spiritual leaders in the highest regard in love because of their work. And that is 1 Thessalonians 5:12-13. It says, "We ask you, brothers, to respect those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love because of their work. Be at peace amongst yourself." I just want to add briefly that the work of a minister, a pastor, called to the clergy is difficult work. A lot of times many who are on the outside looking in don't understand that, but oftentimes the road is long and the road is lonely. Many times there are not a whole lot of folk you can turn to confide in. All of those who we lead most of the times look at us in a different light, as if sin can't infiltrate our lives. But I stop by to tell you that the same sin that affect the folk in the pews, the same sin also affect those in the pulpit. And so ministers all over this world need your prayers. And I'm just excited to give these few minutes to recognize and acknowledge clergymen and women all over this world. Listen to this, just the fact here. As of the mid-2018, there are approximately 51,000 people in the United States. This is only a couple of years ago. 51,000 people in the United States who are officially employed as clergy. When we consider all that the religious leaders do, it becomes clear how important it is to celebrate and uplift those for their hard work. And so, again, I just want to recognize and thank all of those who are called, because we don't go ourselves. I just want to recognize all those who are called to the clergy ministry to preach and teach and to care for God's people. Lord, thank you for all of the clergy people. I pray now that you continue to give strength that only you can. God, I pray you continue to encourage as only you can. I thank you for the calling that you placed on all of our lives, and I pray, God, that you will allow us not to get weary in well-doing, but to continue to seek you as we serve you and your people. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank you again. Thank you.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad.
Holding on and still will continue to hold on. How about you? Are you still holding on? Let's hold on to this prayer led by Reverend Lil Broadway. Please bow your heads and take us to the throne of God. Reverend Broadway.
Thank you. Precious Lord, as we come before your throne today, we come because we know that we can find help and grace in the time of need. And we just want to thank you for that, dear Lord God. As we come, we ask that your spirit will renew itself within us. Oh, Lord God, for I cannot say anything without your Holy Spirit. And I just ask that he will make the intercessions today once again. As we proceed to you, Lord God, we thank you today for being God. We thank you for being God in our lives. And we thank you, oh Lord, how you have kept us from up until this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all those that's on the radio station today. We thank you for the hearers, and we thank you for those that are to preach the word. We thank you, Lord God, for all the people that's working, Miss Inez and Miss Sharon, Miss Carolyn, everybody, Lord God, that is trying to do a little bit to get your word out. We ask, Lord God, that your word will go forth today and that it will not return unto you void, but that it will do that that you have sent it to do. We ask you, Lord God, that you will always, forever watch over your word to see that it performs that that you have sent it to do. We ask you that you will touch the hearts, the minds, and open up the ears of the people. Let them hear your voice today, Lord. We ask that you will open up their eyes and allow them to see it, that they need a Savior, and his name is Jesus. And we ask that you will give their hearts understanding today, oh Father God, to understand without Jesus they cannot make it. So we ask you, Lord, that you send your spirit once again to the radio audience to touch them, draw them, convict them, cause them to come to know that they too need a Savior. And Lord God, we ask that souls will be saved today through your word, through the speakers that you are providing, that you will touch Reverend McCray, Lord God, and allow him to speak your unadulterated gospel, that you'll touch Reverend Broadway and allow him to speak your unadulterated gospel, and that the ears will hear and that the hearts will understand. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Broadway, for such an inspiring and fervent prayer. Now we've come to the part of the service where it is my pleasure to introduce our first speaker of the day, Apostle Leroy McCray, who is originally from Kingstree, South Carolina, where he answered the call to ministry at an early age. In his service to the Lord, he has been privileged to preach the gospel across the country in Dallas, Texas, Detroit, Michigan, Memphis, Tennessee, and now in the beautiful city of Rock Hill, South Carolina. He is currently pastoring at Vision and Beyond Christian Ministry. He is the father of the late Mitchell Jeter, Michaela, and Maya, and a mentor to a host of young people in the surrounding community. His life's purpose is to lead souls to Christ while giving them the tools needed to live victoriously every day. We will hear from Apostle McCray after we hear the song from Ty Tribute. We're going to be all right.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting out, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ground. Trouble come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh,
never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrors disguised.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright.
We gon'
be alright. Tell 'em,
tell 'em,
tell 'em. We gon' be alright. Alright.
Say
we gon' be alright. Tell 'em,
tell 'em,
tell 'em. We gon' be alright.
today. Evil times will come and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder. Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, the same. Shady abuse, the people I pay. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it burn through the dark.
Hey, even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout, cause we know after the night,
say it,
we gon' be all right.
And now, word from Apostle McCray. Apostle McCray?
Yes, good afternoon. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. There are a couple of things that I want to talk about this afternoon, and the thing that I really want to focus on is dates. Dates. Why is dates so important? First of all, we have a date that God gave us that we were to execute and live out from the beginning of time. And then there's another date that he has blessed us with, and that date is eternal. So we have a date that he has given us that we would expire in, and then we have another date that he's given to us as well that would take us into eternity. So I want to just talk about working at it. What is it that we're working at? First of all, I want us to go to Colossians chapter 3. Chapter 3, and I want to begin reading at verse 22, and I will be reading from the Life Application Study Bible. In verse 22, Paul stated by saying, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eyes is on you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord." Now, here's verse 23, which is so amazing. "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man." My God, my God. "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for man." 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, Paul says, "Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own." Watch verse 20. He goes on and says, "You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." Now, I know we're living in a time where individuals will begin to quote, and it is true, that God does not force himself to make you or to go against your will. But one of the things that I'll challenge believers to think about is this. Once you accept the Lord as your personal Savior, I believe that you give up your personal will to take on the will of God. By taking on the will of God, we need to understand that God thought enough of us and gave us a purpose and an assignment. So therefore, when you look at how we are focusing and on how society is acting right now, many are acting as though they're living for this side of their life. They're focusing on this date. They're focusing on enjoying this day. They're focusing on what this day will bring to them. But I want to challenge them to not focus on this day, because this day or on this side, there is an expiration date where your body will come to a halt, or there will be a time where, and they call it the remain. And the reason they call it the remain is because it's going to remain right there. But when the life of your soul leaves that body, it crosses over to another arena, which is going to be an arena that is going to be for an eternity. So I challenge every believer to start the process to the best of your ability, to start focusing on sharing with people, because we say to so many individuals, I love you. You are the best thing that ever happened to me. You mean so much to me, and I care so much about you. But the truth of the matter is, if we really love people the way we say we love them, shouldn't we be more focused on their eternal resting place versus what they receive on this side or the earthly things? What I mean? I mean that we should not just allow them to live for now. We should be sharing with them that, you know what, you're going to have to give an account, because you're going to spend an eternity. Isn't that amazing? An eternity. Now, you don't know, and I don't know how long God is going to allow us to live on the earth or to walk on this side of the earth. But what we do know is that when our time or the expiration date of our earthly time is over, then there is another date. There's an eternal date. So instead of focusing on the earthly day, oh, my God, I know we want everything to happen now. We want God to bless us now. We want God to meet us now. We want God to give us everything we need right now. We want to live heaven on earth right now, and there's nothing wrong with that. But here's my catch, and here's my question to each and every individual. What about your eternal soul? What about what's going to happen when this too shall come to pass? Are you going to spend eternity with God, where you're going to live the rest of your life in the beautiful city of heaven, resting with God? Or are you going to live the remainder of the rest of your life living in Hades? So I know we don't like the hell brimstone sermon. I know everybody's saying we can live any kind of way, do whatever we want to do. But God didn't say that exactly. He wants us to have everything that he desires for us to have, but he also wants us to live for him. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. So when I'm preparing for my eternal, when I'm preparing for my eternity, I'm focusing on when God decides to call me home, I'm going to have to give an account for how I work at everything that God put before me. I said to them earlier today that how old you may be, isn't it amazing that if we celebrate an earthly birthday, however old you may be, just use me for an example. If you are 53, there is no way you can put 53 candles on a small cake at one time. No, we begin to become smart. We begin to take a 5 and a 3, which represent the same 53. But here's the catch to that. I don't know how long that will last on this side, but eternity, I can't give a number to it. I can't put a time on it. I can't put a date on it. But what I can do is remember that everything I do now for God, I am writing my own ticket. I am preparing before I go to judgment, because everybody has to go before God in judgment. If I'm focusing on my birthday, if I'm focusing on my anniversary, if I'm just doing what I want to do, I'm living any kind of way I want to live, when I go before God, and listen, I can send out all kinds of invitations for people to join me in my birthday, people to join me in my anniversary, people to help me celebrate days that I think that is important. But when my body, or when God calls me home, when time for me, or when time for you to go before him in judgment, he's going to say to you and I, no one can go with you. No one can go with me. No one can go with us. He's calling us to himself to give an account for everything we have done on this earth, everything we have done to make preparation to spend eternity with God. Isn't that amazing? So don't focus on trying to please man. Don't focus on trying to get man's approval. Don't focus on trying to get people to understand your purpose or understand your assignment. Only you and God knows what God has entrusted you with, and God is going to give you a payday. When we work on this earth, and when we work on a job, at the end of the week, at the end of the month, we want that check. We want that pay. We know what it should be, and we get excited or we get upset when it doesn't come up to what we thought it should be. So here's what I want to challenge you with. If we get like that on this side, how do you think we're going to act when God calls us to eternity? I want God to say to me, McCray, I want God to say to you, I want God to say to us, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want God to begin to praise, give us glory, and we praise him, and he thank us, and he worship, and we worship him, and he just celebrate with us all the work that we do. So as I close, I want to challenge you to keep working at it. Keep on working at it. It doesn't matter, even though we're in a pandemic. And have you thought about this? The only thing that is closed down for the most part is church buildings. The only thing that is closed down for the most part is schools. Church buildings and schools, the thing that should be focusing on family, the thing that should be focusing on preparing people for the kingdom of God, those are the things that is being challenged. But it's not the building that should be shut down. It's just the building, because the church is you and I. And when we're working at it for the kingdom of God, and when we're trying to please God, it doesn't matter if I'm in a store. It doesn't matter if I'm standing on a corner. It doesn't matter if I'm wherever. As long as I can talk about the goodness of God and begin to help you understand that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, and that your lifestyle is not pleasing to God, it's not even pleasing to you. So my friends, as I close, I just want to say to each and every one of us, keep on working at it, because one day when this life is over, we have a maker that we're going to see, and that's when you're going to get your full reward by serving God. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you.
Amen, amen, amen. Yes, working at it. We have, he said, two dates. An expiration date, and an eternal date. And he also reminded us that church is not in a building, but it is us and within us. And so we need to remember that just because we can't physically see somebody at a church building, we can still have church amongst us, just like we're having today. I haven't never met any of these people who I see who are online, I should say, but one day, I'll say soon and very soon, with these trying times that are going on now, no telling what's going to happen. Hopefully I'll make it to heaven. I'm trying to. So now we will have a prayer by Reverend Rodney McCullough. So please bow your heads as we go to prayer, Reverend McCullough.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Inez. In God's word, it says, before we even call on his name, many times he's already answered. So even before we open our mouth to pray, I need somebody to know that the Lord is already working on your behalf. even before you know what you're going to pray for, he's already working on your behalf. Heavenly Father, we thank you now for who you are. We do always acknowledge you because you are God. You are God alone. You are God above all other gods. So we do recognize you. Then we do ask forgiveness of all of our sins, oh God. We pray that you would look within us and forgive us of all of our sins. You have the most powerful x-ray vision in the world, oh God, in the universe. You can see on the inside of us. Not only could you see on the inside of us, but you made us, oh God. So you know us from the inside out. So I come calling on you right now. So we ask forgiveness, oh God, of all of our sins, and we pray that you would strengthen and separate us from our sins, oh God. I pray that you would set all of us on that right track. But, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for reminding us today through the sermon, oh God, that there is a place on the other side of the clouds, oh God. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, that when one door closes, another one opens. Thank you for reminding us, oh God, what's said in your word, that I would much rather be present with the Lord when I'm absent from my body. Thank you, oh God, through this preacher for reminding us, oh God, that we need to be working towards eternal life, working towards a life more than on this side, but working towards eternal life, oh God. So I thank you for your word. I thank you for your preacher, oh God. And I thank you for how you have made it clear on this day, oh God, that these things are temporal. But there's an eternal life, oh God, that's waiting on those who call on your holy name. There is an eternal life for those of us who accept you as our Lord and our Savior, oh God. We come lifting up so many issues, oh God, and placing them at the feet of the cross. We pray, God, that you would touch this land, oh God. We know that COVID-19 and so many other things, oh God, are running rapid. But we pray in the name of Jesus that you would provide a way out, oh God. You said in your word, oh God, that you wouldn't put more on us than we can bear. And I know that you right now, oh God, that you are providing an exit route. And that exit route is in Jesus Christ, oh God. So I thank you, oh God, for how you have defeated this COVID-19. I thank you how you have allowed the death to cease, oh God. I thank you for how you have allowed the cases to stop, oh God. And what am I doing? I'm speaking those things into existence, oh God, even before they are seen. So I thank you, oh God, for how no more will be affected, oh God. I thank you for how you are moving by your power. Then, God, I pray that you would bless these world leaders. Bless the leaders of the United States. I lift up our president, oh God, and I pray you bless him. Bless his family. I pray for the vice president, oh God. Bless him. Bless his family. I pray for all those who are making decisions, oh God, that will affect these United States. Bless them, oh God. But then I pray most of all that if any don't know you as a Savior, oh hallelujah, if any don't know you as a Savior, that you will draw them close to you, oh God. Then in just about a week, there's Election Day, God. I pray that you would allow people to go out and cast their votes however way they want to, but just allow each and every person who's qualified to cast their votes. I thank you for this radio broadcast, and I pray, God, you continue to bless it, grow it as only you can. Cover, oh God, those who are operating in the background, and I pray you continue to bless their lives. Thank you again for your goodness, for your grace, and for your mercy. Thank you for how you continue to make a way. Even to us, sometimes it seems like a way can't be made. But you are God, and you are God all by yourself, and there's nothing too hard for you. And God, as we continue to listen to your word, I pray that you bless even the preacher that is about to come. I thank you for the preacher that preached already, oh God. I pray that you cover and keep both of them. Thank you again for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. More than anything, thank you for your mercy. Because if it wasn't for your mercy, you wouldn't have sent Jesus Christ to die on that cross for us. So I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen again.
And again, amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Rodney, for that uplifting prayer and reminding us we have not because we ask not, and speaking heavenly words into existence. I'm going to ask Reverend Eric Broadway to bring us the word. So get your hearts, mind, and your weapons ready for the word. Reverend Broadway?
Yes, thank you. God bless. God bless. I would like to go to John, the 11th chapter, verse 25. Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after death, even after dying," excuse me. And that brought me to where I am now with the word, and it made me do some thinking. And if I had to give this a title, it would be, who's influencing you? Who's influencing you? What does that do for you in the long run? Is Jesus the center of your life? Or is he on the other side looking in? Waiting for you to open the door and let him in? Or have you pushed him back in order to make room for you and your family, friends, co-workers, and acquaintances? Who's influencing you? I look at this chapter, and Jesus was real close with this family. Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. Looked like he had spent some time with them, and it made me think more about the influences that we encounter every day. Who's influencing you? Have you made decisions without guidance of the Lord? Well, that brings me to this point. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But God made a way out of our mistakes and sins because we do have a sinful nature. Knowing this ahead of time, God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. We should be ready to hear what the Word of God has in store for each and every one. For the Word of God will lead you to salvation in righteousness, not of your own doing, but of the leading through the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. We have to, who's influencer in our life, the influencing of our lives, because it's always something trying to encourage us in another direction. The enemy stands at the door knocking and waiting for us to make any type of mistake in order to gain a foothold in our lives. Who's influencing you. You might say, what does that mean? Well, are you being encouraged to go on and pursue the things of this world? Can we get caught up trying to get ahead, keep up with the social life, run with the pack? No. Now trying to make money, things of this world, having fun to the point that we lose sight of Jesus, the Lord and Savior. You know, over in Matthew 14 and verse 29 and 30, Jesus said to Peter, yes, come, Peter. Went over the side of the boat and on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. He cried out, save me, Lord. I'm sure that was fun walking across the water to meet Jesus. But he lost sight of Jesus when he looked at the waves and the wind. We must keep our eyes on the one that gives us life. That is Jesus, Lord and Savior. He gets back on track by calling for the Lord to save him. We must call on the Lord in those instances that we fall the beaten path, the straight and narrow. But let our hearts not be troubled, but he will rescue us in all sense. We should believe with all our heart that Jesus is the Savior. But whatever influences you today, whoever, make sure you stand firm in your faith. Don't let it be tossed about like a wave, but stand solid on your faith, believing that Jesus will come and rescue you. In John chapter 11, this chapter, Jesus had come to see about Lazarus, his friend who had died. Jesus loved Martha and Mary. We have established that. And Lazarus. You will find in this chapter that Jesus reveals who he really was to them all, the Son of God. By raising Lazarus from the dead, by telling them who he was, and showing them the power that God the Father had placed in him, a new life after death was possible. At the resurrection, they believed that it was that day would come. They had no idea that Jesus was the resurrection. They did not read between the lines that placed with them. Sometimes we have to allow God to lead more in our lives than our friends and family, our coworkers, our acquaintances. We have to stand firm in the power of God and believe that the Spirit of God will guide us into all truth. We have to get closer to God by calling on him, as Peter called on him as he sunk. Call with desperation that your life is in danger. Believe that things will change just by the calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Don't get caught up in this world and all the things that this world has to offer by the influences that come every day that challenge your thought pattern, that challenges your heart, that challenges the very sanctity of what God has placed in you. Sometimes us Christians must go to battle and believe that the Lord God has the power to bring us through. Just like we're supposed to believe that he has life after death for us. It says in the word that he has many mansions. He go prepare a place for us. There is much room for us. And he wants to bring us in. He don't want to lose anyone. We have to believe in order to achieve the faith that we need to get to where we're going. We have to believe. More often, we should put our whole hope and faith in God through Jesus Christ. That's what he died for. That's what the blood was poured out for, in order for us to be part of his kingdom, in order for us to be part of his family. We as Christians should believe that and encourage others to believe that Jesus died for us. We as Christians, our hope should be in God. Our hope should be through Jesus. In order to touch our lives even more so, we should be willing to hear from the Lord. And if we are influenced by friends, family, television, media, social media, wrapped up in things that are not like Christ, wrapped up in things that take us from Christ, our time and our effort from doing the will of God, we lose sight. We have lost sight of the very goal trying to achieve. Our hearts and our minds should be focused on the Lord. Daily, we should have interaction with the Lord through the Holy Spirit, through his word, and through prayer, fasting, and songs. We should be ready and willing to go out and do his will still. You know, the pandemic has brought a lot of clarity to life and death for a lot of people now. They're saying, what do I need to do before I die? What do I need to do before God comes back What do I need to do to be saved? This is the time that we as Christians should be in full motion towards doing the will of God in carrying out our mission. Martha was confused. She was caught up in the things of this world because she lost sight of who Jesus really was. Have you lost sight who Jesus really is? Are you off the beaten path? Have you got away from praising God? Have you got away from talking to God? Have you stopped taking time to just pray to God? Have you stopped taking time to praise Him throughout the day? Come back. Come back. Come back to the Lord. And if you haven't never, ever had a relationship with Him, He's waiting. He's waiting at the door to begin that relationship, to come to know you in the fullness of your pardon of your sins through His blood. Through His blood, should be able to call on the name of Jesus in that very power that lifted Peter up out of the water, that raised Lazarus from the dead, to come alive in us and cause whatever problem or whatever need we have to be taken care of. We have to believe that God's power has not changed over these 2,000 years. Christ has died and went to the Father and set it on the right hand of the Father. We have to believe that that very power that raised Jesus from the grave and set Him on high can still work for us through our lives today. Let not your heart be troubled, but believe in Him. Let not your faith be worn down, but believe even more so in Him. Believe that He's able give you the newness of life. Right now, believe that the testing of your faith brings strength, peace, and joy. Believe that the character that in you, that blood that covers you from the sins of this world that you have done, has cleansed you cleaner than white as snow. The snow. Right over the top of your sins, it has covered you. That blood has covered you and caused you to be one with Christ. Allows you to enter into the kingdom, to the very threshold of the throne of God. You don't have to have no other man or woman to lead you. You can go to the throne and ask for forgiveness, ask for mercy, ask for help, ask for strength, ask for encouragement. So ask for whatever you stand in need of. And it makes no difference how much or how often you go. It makes no difference who you are. The because that blood covers you. That blood cleanses you. The blood of Jesus is so powerful that it pulls you through the very thickness of your sin. It says we all have fallen short of the glory because of sin. It's the nature that's within you is to sin. But oh, the power of God, the power of God rises up and takes control if you let it. Gotta let it. Because the Lord is a total gentleman. He won't force you. He won't beat you down to get you to take it. He won't slap you around to make you take it. He won't run you over to make you take it. He loves you enough that he waits for you, that he gives you the chance to make the decision to come to know him, gives you a chance to hold fast to his unchanging hand. His hands never change. His love never changes. His word never changes. It never returns void to him. Whenever he sends it out, it goes to do whatever he says. He says he loves us. He loves us, died for us. See, Martha missed the point, and she had to be shown that the power was in the Lord, our Savior, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That's a mighty word. The name of Jesus says every knee shall bow.
Yes, yes, yes.
At the name of Jesus. Hear what I'm saying? I'm appealing to your heart. If your heart is feeling these words right now, hear what I'm saying. There is something that the Lord God has for you. If you're saved and you feel that something ain't right, these words are there. That power of God in the name of Jesus can change whatever it is that's in your heart, that's in your mind, that's in this body that calls you. That calls you to stray, that calls you not to know, calls you not to feel right, that calls you to feel bad. The name of Jesus. Just call on it. Just as Peter called on it for him. Just as Martha said, if you had been here, Lord, I know my brother would still be alive. We're not calling on him enough. We're not calling on him enough. And if we're calling on him and we're not receiving, we need to repent of something in our lives. We need to push that thing aside that is influencing us away from the Lord. We need to push back from whatever it is that's causing us not to be heard from the Lord. Because he always responds to our call. Hear me, people. He always responds to our call. He heard the children of Israel crying and murmuring, and he answered their prayers. He answered the call. He answered the cries. He hears us. We might not think so, but he hears us. He listens for us to call on him. He will respond. Hear me, O Lord God, merciful Father. We thank you. Because I know you sent this word, Lord. I know you sent this word. I know you have touched somebody today. O Lord God, I pray and I ask that you continue, Lord, to touch those in radio land, those that are hurting, those that are down, those that feel that they can't go on, those that are plagued by this plague of coronavirus, Lord, those that are just not feeling well, Lord, those that are depressed, those that are hurting for the lack of funds, the lack of understanding, the lack of help, Lord, I pray that you would touch them, O Lord God, that you would be with them. I pray, O Lord God, that you would continue to have your way, that you would help, O Lord, in the time of need, in the time of plenty, Lord, in the time of lack. O Lord God, merciful Father, I pray that you would open doors that seem to be closed, those that are shut solid, Lord. As the one door closed, Lord, I pray you open another. But I pray most of all, Lord, to be with those who have lost people in this time. That you would touch them, Lord. Reassure them. Give them the strength. Give them the vitality, Lord, to go on. Not give up. Not store up bitterness, but find a closer walk with you, O Lord, and give them the strength to have hope in you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. There is something about that name, Jesus. Thank you, Reverend Eric Broadway, for bringing to us who's influencing you. Is it Jesus? Is it the people around you? Is it you, yourself? We need to be influenced by Jesus before our time is winding up. We will hear from Dottie Peoples. Time is winding up.
You know,
time is winding up. The signs are near the end.
Everybody walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Like they just don't care. You know,
time is winding up.
I believe we need to say it one more time.
Time is winding up.
Can't y'all see the sign? Everybody walking around.
Everybody walking around.
Like they just don't care.
Like they just don't care.
You know,
time
listen. This is a message y'all need to realize. My God is a God you need to recognize. If you just look at the weather, you can't see the sign. Earthquake, hurricane, one behind the other. Can't you see? It's just a sign, my sisters and brothers.
I'm still connected.
Let me tell y'all one more time. There's so much destruction. We're losing our babies to drugs and alcohol. We need to go back to the Word of God and see what the Word has to say. All the Word is going to tell you, my sisters and brothers, we need to get on our knees and pray, because
yes. With time winding up and all the prophecies from the Bible coming to fruition, we need to ensure our souls are saved and we have accepted Christ as our personal Savior, our personal influencer. We will be led into invitations to the Christian discipleship by Reverend Carolyn McCullough, followed by the song "Let the Church Say Amen" by Marvin Winans. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. We're having a hallelujah time today. I thank God for
yes.
the word. And I think both of the words are right on time as it relates to who we are and where we are, and has given us an opportunity to evaluate where we are as it relates to coming to Christ and staying with Christ. So I thank the Lord for that message to work it out, and for the message, who's influencing you. And so if you don't know the Lord in the pardoning of your sins today, don't worry about it. It is not too late today. If you're still breathing, now's the time for you to come to Jesus. And all you have to do is come and repeat this sinner's prayer that I'm getting ready to pray. And as I pray it, I'm going to give time for you to repeat it with me. And you will be saved and getting ready to continue working it out, so that we don't have to just wait and do all the work here on this side. We can be ready when the Lord calls our name. And we will have the strength and the power to work out who's influencing us, because the message was right on point. There are people in our lives, stances, and situations that will help take our minds and our hearts off of Jesus Christ. And so now, if you're out there and the Lord has been speaking to your heart today through the words that you have heard from these two very fine preachers, I invite you now to pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Today I turn from my sins and invite you into my heart as my personal Savior. I am willing to follow and obey you as Lord of my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for forgiving my sins and giving me eternal life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So if you've repeated that prayer, we invite you to join us in Bible study on Wednesdays. And Ms. Inez will tell you a little bit more about that. But we're going to begin talking about discipleship. Amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen.
The devil does. No, you've got a word that has come from
Yes, after the men of God have spoken, let the church say, amen. Ooh-wee, that song there, there's something about that song that every time I hear it, I just want to lift up my hands and go immediately into meditation. It just does something to my inner spirit. It just makes one of those feel-good songs. Now, we will have the benediction by Reverend Rodney McCullough. But first off, I would like to thank Apostle McCray, Reverend Eric Broadway, Reverend Lil Broadway, Reverend Rodney McCullough, and Reverend Carolyn McCullough for being with us today. Please go ahead, Rodney, with the benediction. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Now, unto him who is able to keep all of us from stumbling, and also to present all of us blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, dominion, majesty, and authority before all times, now and forevermore. Again, Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And let the church say amen. This has been your hostess, Miss Inez, owner of Anais Valcou Designs out of Tampa, Florida. You have been listening to Sunday Service, where you can find this program on Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. Do It All in the Mall is a secure 24/7 online shopping mall, providing over 5,000 of your favorite stores, as well as stores you may not be familiar with. You can shop for anything you need and find great listening entertainment all in the comfort of wherever you may be. You can peruse the specialty section, where you will find all your religious items such as Bibles in all languages, religious charms, T-shirts and gift shops with anointing oils and memorial shops, with many more shops coming. If you have a religious product you would like to bring to Do It All in the Mall from the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, please complete the contact us information and send it to us. When you shop through Do It All in the Mall, we earn a commission from all the qualified purchases, and it goes back to your communities. But in order for us to earn that commission, you have to shop. The more you shop, the more funds we build up, and we are able to return to your communities. Where your money matters, shop with us till you drop, and at the same time, change communities, change our lives, and make our lives matter. You can make that difference nationwide. Take a tour. Shop for all of your holiday purchases. Get ahead of the crowds and peruse the website. And if you like what we are doing, and like what you hear, you can help keep Let's Do It Radio on the air and Do It All in the Mall in business by clicking the donation button on the homepage of doitallinthemall.com. To call in during the shows Tuesday through Fridays and listen in on Sundays as you did today, the number is 845-241-9985 with the start times of 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and yes, 6 a.m. Australian Time. Please share the information with your church members, friends, neighbors, relatives, in-laws, outlaws, siblings, and yes, your children as well. Share on social media. Spread the word. The bigger the crowd, the broader the spectrum. Thank you for listening to Let's Do It Radio, Do It All in the Mall, .com. I feel I have been delivered. Stay blessed until we meet again, and let the church say, Amen. Amen. Amen again.
Here we go. It's old school now. Get ready. Put your hands together and get ready to give God praise and glory and praise.
Freedom, I'm free to wait. I'm free to shout.
Radio does not own the rights to any of the songs that were aired on today's show.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.